and people, well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, good morning, and welcome to National Talk Black with Balamatti. Trendy Trev, I am not him, but we come to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service here on Bumbripa Media. And welcome to our daily listeners tuning in right now. We're coming to you live from Bobinda for their NAIDOC celebrations. And joining me, I have a deadly auntie, and that's Auntie Rosie. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And how you feeling today, Arnie?
I'm feeling really good today. We got this NAIDOC celebration down at Bobinda Footy Ground. So to you guys out there in Bobinda, come down, check it out. Everything's free. And I am a female ranger.
Female ranger, and that's with Mujanji?
Yep, Mujabunna Ranger.
Mujabunna Ranger? Too yeah. Deadly. Yeah. And for our listeners out there, can you let them know who you're mobbing, where you're from, Arnie?
I've been living in Bobinda all my life, but I am Yidinji from the Atherton Tablelands and Mamu from Innisfail.
Ah, too deadly. Yeah, so yeah. From the top and from the bottom.
Yep, and I'm in the middle now.
That's it. This is your mob's second event for NAIDOC?
Our second event. It went well the first time. It was located at the pub next door in a vacant block.
Yes, it was.
And that kicked off very good. And we got a lot of people that are coming back this year for our NAIDOC celebration, which is great to see.
Deadly. And I know because BBM was there as well. And, you know, I like that setup, how it was. You know, all the gazebos next to each other and everyone was just under the marquees. And, you know, we had visitors walking past and they're like, hey, what's this?
Yes, it was really good to see the community coming in and also the tourists coming in. It was very good to see.
Yes, because, you know, on that strip, you know, they come from the bakery, bang.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
And it was good because the footwork. But now we had a bigger space.
Bigger space. Definitely stores that were there last year came back this year. We got jewelry making, we got artifacts that the storeholders are doing, different storeholders, and we got art, which is very good, and our little Mujabunna Ranger stuff that we do in this community.
Mujabunna Ranger, so they got a screen there that showcases what you do as well?
Yep, there's a screen there that two TVs are running, that what we do on country. You guys out there, if you want to become a ranger, young ladies, go for it. Don't just sit and watch, because we do need more female rangers. And this is very good that we've got a ranger in Bobinda.
Yes. And, you know, you said are you the only female or is there other females as well?
There's only two female rangers, and myself and another ranger, Tracy Satini. Mm-hmm. And just us two and the rest are all fellas. But we are close family knitted people.
Oh, right. So, you know, as long as you're all working together, you go out and do what you do?
Yeah, we go out and look after country. And not only that, we do Clean Creeks stuff with Cairns City Council. So that is sort of what we do too, is clean up the creeks, remove litter.
Yes, and I was dealing with Anthony earlier. He said you call it bunna?
Yeah, bunna is water.
And I allocate from Alumba to Mirrawinni.
Correct.
And he said you've got about 21?
Yep, 21.
And he said he did the helicopter to look from bird's eye view. Yeah. I was like, because I was explaining to him, I was like, so all the little creeks that come into the river catchment, I said, that looks like tree roots? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that looks pretty deadly, you know, from a bird's eye view.
Yes, yes.
And, Arnie, how long have you been doing ranger work?
Well, this year will be my third year as a ranger, and I'm really enjoying it, and we work as a team. We look after each other, and the country is our home as well as yours.
Yes, so true. And have you been anywhere else for the Ranger?
Went to the Film Indigenous Ranger Network up in Cairns. That was last year. That was very good because we interacted with other female rangers.
All right.
Yeah, the network. So it was really good to sit and talk with other female rangers that work out in their country. And it was really good to get and yarn up.
Yes, and, you know, because some other rangers from other countries, there's more women to men ratio, eh?
Yes, yes. And where we see it is, where I see it as that there should be more women out there because we carry the seed as well.
That's right. And, you know, to go back on country and learn on country.
Yes, is important.
Know. Yes.
And it's a good job. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Sounds like you have fun, honey, every day.
Every day is a good day.
That's it. So when it's raining, do you still go out on country?
When it's raining, we go inside and take care of our equipment, keep up with the maintenance, that
yes.
change the chainsaws, blades if they need to be, really take care of it, because without that, we wouldn't get our jobs done.
That's right. And does the Rangers, you know, coincide with the monsoonal seasons?
Yes, they do. And we do do that, but when it's raining full on,
it's hard to get out.
It's hard to get out because it's boggy, muddy. We can't get to sites, flooded.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a job that we got to do inside to take care of our equipment. And some days we don't go down there for a week.
For a week?
Yeah.
And then just sit in the office.
Yes.
Theory work, office work.
Office work, yep. Catch up on what we need to catch up.
Yes.
Yep.
So after, like, say a flash flood, then you go out and check out the creeks or waterways?
Yeah. Yes, because it changes.
Yes.
Yes, it's different every time you go. So we got to monitor the erosion.
Yep.
Sites and what can we do to fix it, to bring it back to, you know.
Yes. So going back last year with all that crazy rain.
Yeah, all that crazy rain, we stayed inside and, like I said, did our maintenance on our equipment and then bit of office work and not only that, just communicating with in an office environment, like we're not in there all the time.
Because you're more outside.
We're outside people, yeah.
So like after all the big floods, because it changes the waterways from what it used to be, like how does that affect the environment outside when you have to go and maintain it after a big flood?
The sand goes down and it's shallow. There's not much water flow at all because the sand stops it.
Yes.
And then we got to figure out a way. Do we leave it or do we help it? But what can we do to help it, you know?
Well, keeping it natural.
Natural. Because we do want that natural to come back.
Yes.
Yep.
Because it could affect that if we man-make it.
Yeah, man-make it. When you don't want to, you just want to have a natural flow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then that's it. It stops there.
It stops there.
Yeah.
It will just block up, you know, like during the floods, logs come down, block it, so.
Yes.
We can't stop climate change. It's going to happen.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's been
happening
around.
Happening now.
Yeah. Like, especially up in the Torres Straits. I feel for the rangers up there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the islands are sinking, even though they put sand on top, it's still affecting those areas up there. So, you know, like you're saying here, honey, it's affecting the areas down here as well.
Yeah.
So any advice for the young ones that may look at getting into this?
The young ones out there, if you want to become a ranger, do it. You know, there's nothing stopping you. Young or old, if you that's your dream. My dream was, I used to do women's, what's it called? They had in Cairns?
What's that thing there?
Shut up. Because Trevor interviewed me in
yes, while you were doing that, eh?
When I was doing that, and my goal was become a ranger.
And look, you're here now?
I'm here now. So if you got that dream of becoming a ranger, go for it. There's nothing stopping you. And if you want to go further, you've got a big world out there.
That's right, honey.
Go and do it.
And what's the best contact if they want to be part of your team?
Just go onto our website. All the information is there, Mujunji Aboriginal Corporation. So get on there, click on it, read everything that we do, and put your resume in if you want to become a ranger down this way, mm-hmm. or just get in contact with the office staff.
The office. So there you have it, your mum. And also, if you're not doing anything, come on down.
Yeah.
How long does today go to, Annie?
I think one-ish.
1:30, the latest?
Yep.
So you might have got plenty of time to get down here, grab a feed, check out some of the stalls, and check out Uncle Barry Cedric there.
Yeah.
Live on stage here.
Jamming it up there.
Yeah. Him and Uncle Mikey Oliver.
Yeah.
See you deadly, Annie.
All right, then.
What does NAIDOC mean to you before I let you go?
NAIDOC means to me is... let the young ones, if I can do it, you can do it.
Mm.
So it's about the next generation of myself, as if anything happens, touch wood, nothing's going to happen.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's about that. So it means a lot to me, black fellas getting together.
Yes, that's it, Annie. Too dearly, thank you, Annie Rosie.
Thank you.
And thank you once again for inviting BBM. This is our second year and it's been great.
Yep.
And, you know, seeing the daily turnout from the mob coming down, even the school.
Yep.
We just sat down here. Verbinda's going to be down here soon as well.
Yep.
And, Annie, you have a great day.
You too.
And you enjoy your day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There you have it. That was Annie Rosie from Mujunji Aboriginal Corporation Ranger. And you mob, if you're not doing anything, come on down and check out the... NAIDOC celebrations here. And at this year's theme, Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. Your National Talk Black with Bola Matty coming to you via the National Dennis Radio Service here on BBM 98.7 FM.
98.7 FM. Check it out. Keep those ears ringing.
Our music is going. I'm using my money game. So money, you know, money, you know, money, you know, money, you know.
Into 500 different tribes. belongs to our people. Means more than a place to hunt and roam. Reserved for the past and present. Cause it's our Aboriginal.
Yes, welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast here of Bobinda NAIDOC celebrations. And we come to you via the National Dennis Radio Service here on National Talk Black with Bola Maddie, filling in for Trendy Trev. And right now, joining me, I have a deadly brother, Richard Bing. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Good morning.
How are you feeling today, my brother?
Yeah, pretty good, right? Yeah, good to be back here in Bobinda here. Beautiful country here. Yeah, lovely here.
So, for our listeners there, let them know who your mob and where you're from, my brother.
My mob is Jabagai mob there from Karanda, Lumbanja. But also, I got family there, Muramed family, the Collis family there. But yeah, just here to, on behalf of Jabagai families, and yeah, here to come participate in that NAIDOC term.
Yes, because you performed last year, eh?
Yeah, we came here last year, and it was pretty good. Like, you know, being surrounded by, you know, other families here and other spectators, you know, being around, even with the school student that came through this morning. It was pretty good to, you know, for them to enjoy it, eh? Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And there's a connection with Bobinda and Jabagai, is there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Back in the days, we had trading routes there. We shared, you know, similar thing, like trading most of the time. It's like trading was most of the thing that we did to our neighboring tribes.
Yes, and there's a connection here from Bobinda. You can walk from here. That was the back in the days, eh?
Yeah, back in the days, you can go to Butterfree Mountain that way from here, but a Boulder's way.
Oh yeah, Butterfree, then go up
all the way back up to Nudgeon near that way behind.
Hey, look at.
Yeah, so that's,
and that's how they used to do the trading.
The trading from up that way,
And that's pretty deadly, you know, like how that knowledge was kept on passing down to family and the next generation. And see, we're still doing the same process here now in 2025.
That's good too, because I'm proud of it, of doing the same thing, like, you know, carrying it on and for the next generation so that, you know, they can fall in my footsteps too as well, and, you know, other leaders out there too as well, And it'd be good for them to, you know, to get out there and to realise that, you know, there's more to life, but also more to culture, you know, besides
that's
culture,
right.
But also there's, you know, there's everything out there for them to see.
That's right, my brother. And now, because you're a dancer, representing your mob from up on the tablelands there, Karanda, Jabagai mob. Where have you been throughout this year for 2025?
Oh, we just finished coming back from Sunshine Coast in, what was it, May month. We just come back down there from Sunshine Coast, Coolum Beach. We was down there doing a performance down there for a festival that was called a Rising Festival.
Coolum Beach,
and then the Gubby Gubby mob, the Gubby Gubby tribe, they're the one that invited us down to go down. And it was pretty good because we did it like a weekend down there with them and seeing the beautiful beaches down there, Then, you know, big waves, you know, rainforest bummer, we not used to big waves. We used to the ones up to the kneecap, So seeing waves that big, but also being part of, you know, like a big festival, because down there doesn't happen that much often, because you don't see different tribes all coming together and meeting up in that one place and, you know, sharing that music, song, dance and language, you know, and also sharing it to each other, and which was a good eye-opening thing for us boys to meet other dance group down there, like the Bajalan. Who else? Curry. Who else beside there? You got Stradbroke Island.
We had
Brisbane. All those guys, they all came to Coolum Beach, and it was good to meet different tribe and see how they, you know, music, song and dance.
And different style.
And which is good, because these boys, they get to see that, you know, at least they get to see, you know, what's coming and what's out there too as well.
So that happened in May. tomorrow you're not going to be up in Mareeba.
Yeah, just let these guys know. Yeah, we'll be up in the Mareeba Cultural Multicultural First Day tomorrow around about 12 to 1 o'clock. But Mareeba, yeah, we've been up there for a while now doing gigs there with the Multicultural. But it's been pretty good. I'm engaging with them,
yes.
With the Mareeba Mob there as well, but also with the community, because in that community, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, indigenous people there, and
yes.
But also there's a lot of different other nationalities there, so different other cultures there too as
That's
well.
That's right.
So, and which is good to, you know, for them, you know, First Nation people up there to see it too as well. But also yeah. They get to join me too when I'm up there too as well. So I get to, you know, grab some of the Mareeba
yes.
boys there and you know, I tell them to come join me. So, and which is that they don't feel left out of it too as well, you know,
yes.
representing hometown.
That's right. And, you know, makes them feel comfortable, you know, because everybody know Richard.
Yeah, everybody knows him. I don't know if that guy about to go hard or guys think I want a bender.
Yeah, look, yeah.
For a month or two.
So that's how it'll be happening tomorrow for the Multicultural Festival. And then you're going to be down in Yarraba?
Oh, no. I'm afraid this year we won't be at Yarraba. Hopefully we'll be looking for next year to participate in Yarraba. Yeah. I forgot to see Uncle David, Mom. Wanted to be there and
yep.
met the thing there, Bali Galpai, but they got to see him. Yeah, just for a bit too late to contact and get in
yeah.
touch with him there. So hopefully next year we're looking forward, but we'll be in Cairns for the Shaun of Gimoy, we'll be...
Yep, that's happening in October.
End of October, so we'll be here and yeah, we'll be down in Cairns for Shaun of Gimoy.
And which way you got floating, the Cairns Festival?
Yeah, well, we'll be later on tonight, so we'll be floating in the Cairns Festival tonight.
Oh, tonight,
so,
eh?
So we'll be there to promote ourselves tonight, so hopefully we get to get out and take the children and also my kids too, I'll bring them along, so hopefully you'll have the juniors to the children to our seniors probably walk along
yes.
in that march tonight at the Cairns Festival. So
yes,
AFG's mobile.
Everything happening all at once.
All at once, yes. AFG's guys are free there. Please come down to the Cairns Festival tonight. We'll be there doing the march there floating with our floaty there, so which is good to promote our dance group.
But also,
I think, hopefully, fingers crossed on this, hopefully Mayu Wumba would be joining too as well.
Ah, yes, because that's part of you, Mob, eh?
Yeah, and also to promote their dance group.
Their dance group.
Yeah, as well.
So how many in your dance troupe?
Well, now we are getting, the camp will probably be up to almost 20 to 30 now, dance.
20
dances,
to 30?
Yeah, dances, but also we got young juniors coming up too as well, so I'm training the young.
Bubble One, eh?
The Bubble One, yes. Nairok, even for Nairok Week next year, it would always be the children, so the children, that's their time to shine.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
That's right, that time to shine and, you know, pass on that knowledge that they
knowledge.
Know, you know?
Yeah.
And it's always good to see the little ones, you know, participate and dance.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, because every time being there with those young ones, it makes my hair stand and, you know, it makes me, you know, bring tears to my eyes at the end of the day. You know, seeing that happening, even with my daughter, I appreciate that my daughters came, you know, helped me out dance and joined me, which
yeah.
is one of the good things about it, is that I'm trying to get my son into it. Put my son even, you know, I don't want to worry about video game and girlfriends. I'm just hoping that he'll come, you know, come and join me one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about it because my daughters, they're the ones that, you know, are there to learn and carry
yes.
on there too.
And we'll pass it on.
We'll pass it on too.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, Tudeli Mabola. Now, what does NAIDOC mean to Richard Bing?
Oh, NAIDOC. Well, for me, it's mean all coming together and uniting all tribes, but also uniting all Indigenous people, Torres Strait Islander, and the First Nation people. But also, to me, NAIDOC is more of a, you know, getting out there, celebrating your culture, showing, you know, that we are still here.
Mm.
And we are, you know, we are going to still show our culture. We are still going to be proven, and we're also going to be, you know, showing who we are and standing our grounds and making sure that we are being heard, you know, and that we are not going to go nowhere. And that's the reason why NAIDOC is very important, that for this event to be happening, is that in all communities that needs to be happening more often, you know, and needs to become more bigger, you know, more bigger and more better, so that people can understand that not just only one dance group, then you got many different type of dance
That's
groups
right.
that participating, and you know, and it brings everybody together as well to unify, you know, that music, song and dance, you know, so that everybody understand that, you know, different style, different
yes.
way, different meaning of that dance or this dance, and now yeah, because everybody got that meaning of that, you know, eagle, crocodile, cassowary,
That's right.
But we all got a different story beyond that, you know, beyond that atom or that totem or that dance.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, I'm just happy, very happy that they keep that culture strong within Narok, because Narok is very important to all of us Indigenous people, Torres Strait and First Nation people as Bamaia, on, you know, mainland too as well, because we, and the more we present ourselves, you know, to the world, I think that they'll get more better understanding. I hope they'll get a better understanding on, you know, Aboriginal culture and Torres Strait, because, you know, it's very important that our culture is very old culture, oldest living culture in the world.
And, too true.
And we just want people to understand that, you know, we are here and we just want to share it. You know, we just want to make sure that we want to unify with everybody so that, you know, we can carry on these, you know, carry it on for the next generation.
That's right. And, you know, where do you see Narok in 50 years?
That's right. Well, that's what I mean. That's the one thing. I don't want to see Narok turning into not to be disrespecting, but I don't want to see contemporary into Narok dance up in this way, because we are very strong in our culture, especially with our dance. I'm just hoping that in the future, like 50 years time, I'm hoping that traditional dancing is still happening.
Still
the same. No, changing. No, you know, mixing it up, or no, you know,
that's right.
Putting that background music. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And you know, you're talking about the different styles there, my brother. You know, with the dancing, and when you went to Coolum Beach, what were the words? You know, were some of the words similar but had different meaning?
Yeah, well, some of the words, they did have different meaning to it. Yeah, because. But one of the things that I was freaking out on is that when they spoke the language, some of the language that they spoke, it was just sort of similar, but not that much comparison to, you know, like if I say Bana, you know, Bana for Jabaga language, Yaba.
Yaba.
So if we say Yaba for the Jabaga, you got a most people hear them say Abba.
Abba, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of that like that similarity thing, yeah, and it's like, okay, yeah.
So what was Berry down there?
I forgot what Berry was, bro, yeah. Curly Bird, they had a dance with the Curly Bird, which was one of the things that I freaked out on, because there should be, you know, half-flood rainforest people should have, you know, curly bird dance, you know, like as a digi-digi, because they are sacred birds.
Yes.
Know, yeah. So like the kangaroo, I'm like the digi-digi, the willy wagtail bird, and like the kookaburra as well.
Yes.
They are the sacred bird, the curly bird. Yeah, there should be the, yeah, I just thought that we had the same thing like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to see different, you know, animal dance and how the way they presented it and showed it, showcased it,
yes,
you know, to us, and also for the people to see, you know, how they created that dance, because on some of those, especially in, when we went to Yinnaburra country in Woodford country.
Mm.
So when we went Woodford there, yeah, same thing, like language been lost, but they recounted it back, and some of the elders that who was there that made the groundwork, they made it, you know, made it the groundwork too for them to learn that language, but also to learn that dance too as well. So he, like one of the old followers there, and they lucky they did a video recording of him, because it was one of the video recordings ever been found of those tribe there
of that dance,
yeah. And it was pretty amazing to see that video, because when we went down to Woodford 3 years ago, it was amazing to see that video. It was like, oh, pretty foul, you know, powerful, because every other tribe that you hear, like home, like even for Yuruman country, see, we are tracking down, you know, having music, song, and dance and language.
Yeah.
So we just finally, you know, got back our language for Yuruman language. But now we are looking forward to create the dance and the songs now that comes with it, with the language. So
yes,
I'm hoping that to help out, you know, like I was helping out Uncle David Hudson with the Yuruman music and the dance. But not the dance yet, but just more of the music side of it, and recordings.
Yes.
Yeah, in studio. So.
Yeah, Tudele. Shout out to Uncle David Hudson. Yeah. Now, my brother, your traditional outfit here.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, now, well, this one here, I always paint up this way here, because always been my totem. Always been painting up like this one here, just to represent the animal that I painted on me.
Yes.
The old bandicoot here, and paws here. But also the chest from the back line.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, it's just painting up just your totem. Yeah. Now basically back then, traditional way, see all the men, they would paint up the same way, traditional way.
The same way.
Yeah, if they're going for ceremony, they'll all paint up the same way. But here today, we just, like we said, we name our own self. Not name ourselves. We got given name from elders, from our grandparents.
And that's what you did here today.
Yeah.
And your name is?
It's Junjuru, which is mean short nose bandicoot.
Short nose bandicoot. Mm. And then the other brothers that were performing, what were their names? Because I heard you calling them out.
Well, my little short one day, Makil, he said he was. Oh, he said he was fire, Biri.
Biri?
Yep. The other nephew there, Tosh, he said he was snake, Jama.
Jama?
Yep. And that other nephew there, he said he was black boy tree, Bullion.
Bullion?
So the grass tree, black boy tree, Bullion.
Yep.
Yeah, and then didgeridoo, man, my eldest brother, Warwick, he's, what do you call it, Cloud, Nuda.
Nuda?
Yeah. He's he's the guy, my elder brother, he actually met the queen and the prince when they came to Jabbergai long time ago, back in the days there, so he was one of the guys to witness, you know, Prince Charles there and the queen there to come to Jabbergai there when they came right there, it was pretty amazing to witness that, you know, my brother to see that in, you know, in front of his eyes,
Deadly. And, you know, to meet the queen and that, you know, that's a big... Big stamp in your life.
That's it, When they came to Jabbergai, they completely chucked everybody out and left all the workers there. So they said, no tourists for the day. No, I only want the workers. Yeah, but it was a pretty strict day. Everybody was on security, full security lockdown. So everybody hinted had to come with a ID. So it was like a fully on security check for these old dancers.
Look out.
Well, I was happy that they paid the way those big cousins and those big uncles, you know, that's been at Jabbergai and been dancing there. And, you know, I'm happy and grateful for them for paving the way for us, as young fellas here now.
Too Deadly, my brother. Hey, greatest yarn here. And thank you for your performance here today.
Thank you very much. It's been, you know, wonderful. Always been yarning, yarning to BBM all the time,
Might have to get you on more.
Yeah.
You know, probably do some language from, you know, your area, if it's okay, if you get the okay from the elders, and then we could probably do something on BBM,
for sure. Mostly definitely we'll check into that,
Too Deadly, my brother. There you have those, Richard Bing. You're going to go now because all his crew, dance crew, just diced him. Thank you, my brother. You have a good day,
Thank you, Just more have a good one and a happy night.
Well, you too.
Garu.
There you have that's my deadly brother, Richard Bing from Jabbergai Country. And we're going to keep the tracks rolling your way. We'll be back after this with Uncle Barry Cedric here on BBM 98.7 FM. Leave with this deadly track here from Andrew Guru Wee Wee Band. Enjoy. Yes, welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast of Babinda's NAIDOC celebrations here on National Talk Black with Bulla Matty. And right now joining me, I'm a deadly band singer, deadly local legend of Cairns, Gimwane. That's Uncle Barry Cedric. Good morning.
Good morning, Matty and listeners. Good to be on your program today.
Thank you for coming on National Talk Black
wow.
today. So for our listeners there, can you let them know who your mother and where you're from, Uncle Barry?
Uncle Barry comes from Yarraba, 30 kilometres southeast of Cairns. And my the land of my grandfather, Stafford Diringi Mukka, from my great-great-great-grandfather, King Menmeni. So I'm Gungandhi on my grandfather's side. Mm-hmm. On my grandmother's side, northeast of there is Cairns, Gimoi, and the Gimoi tribe is my grandmother's side. So I'm an ambassador of both Yarraba and Gimoi, but you step out and come onto another man's country, which is my wife's country, Margaret, who's in Babinda here, Majanji. So it's good to be here. And I respect the land that we have on and having this interview.
Yes. Now, Uncle Barry, this is your second year performing here at Babinda NAIDOC celebrations.
Second year, and I'm loving it. I'm always welcome to come back here anytime. I've got Uncle Gart, my mob Murgat in Babinda. I've got all the mates of at this venue where they played the football for many years when Yarraba started out and played under the banner of Yarrabinda right here at Diddley Park, and saw many tries and good games of footy for about 10 years been playing, representing Yarraba here on this field, and a good venue. I can feel the pulse and everything happening here, and it's good to be part of the broadcast today. How far does broadcast go? All the way around?
Well, we're going via the National Dinners Radio Service. Woo-hoo! Today.
Oh, Uncle this Barry? Is awesome. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so, Babinda Colts, eh? That's what they used to be called?
Back in the day, you're right. Babinda Colts, and they won a lot of premierships before and played many games. And we added and injected an enthusiasm that won Babinda some many and many grand finals. I played in the under-18s grand final whilst here in the 70s and 80s, early 80s.
Look out.
Yeah, under-18s. But the A grade, the B grade, the famous B grade,
yep.
led by Shane Yapman, David Lilly, Maxie Burns, Michael Sands, you name them, all represented Yarraba in so many different ways here. And that built up a good rapport with... And many years later, mind you, Graham Patterson from the Babinda Club put our case towards the CDRL, and Yarraba became its own entity in the late 80s, and we were able to go under the banner of Seahawks, and that's where we are today. Thanks to Babinda.
Too deadly. And that's where that song came out, eh? Fly, Guilla, Fly.
You got it. You got it right there.
Now, Uncle Barry, talking about you and your band, tomorrow night, you're going to be performing over in Yarraba, back in home, for the Yarraba Music and Culture Festival. How's it feel to be performing back at home for the family and friends over there?
I'm a bit nervous. Like, it's just like going to a grand final again and play that final game of footy. You know, you get the butterflies, but I should be used to it. But it's going to be a good, interesting day. That, as you know, it starts at 4 o'clock, and we're setting up. And I'm going to be on at 6 o'clock, and then finishing off with Black Image, the last man on. It's going to be exciting. Black Image is going to add some enthusiasm, because out of the 10 parties in 2 weekends, you'll hear a Black Image song and someone playing Way From My Brother there, and Black Image all the way around. So it's going to be a good day, and I hope that we have the BBM crew.
Of course we're going to be there, Uncle Barry.
That's great. I look forward to it, because without BBM we can't touch the world outside of Yarraba, so to speak. Lot of people, we listen to you guys and the grandparents and everybody, listen to people going on the shows, whether it's the Bricky Show, whether it's National Talk Black, and also, and we get educated by that, you know. It's that campfire learning, and by all this technology that, that you guys go across the nation. But also, we like the local content too, even Drive Time, you know. And it's just so entertaining that we can go into town, leave Yarrumbah with BBM, and come back home with BBM. So it's good. Thank you, BBM, all you mob locally, but also for the NRS too. So thank you, Matty.
All right, thank you, Uncle Barry. Now, I'm talking about your music career. How long have you been doing music? Because I know you used to do TAFE, and my father was part of that TAFE course as well.
Wow.
Alongside with you.
Yeah, that was
many years ago. The Oliver family as well, Uncle Pierre and Uncle Mark.
Yeah.
And Uncle Schooner.
Yeah.
You know,
and then I knew your mum and all that. But
yeah, you knew mum and all that, but
and through the music.
Yeah, my father, Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to be there with you, part of that class where you used to do reconciliation.
Yeah.
So you know, you started back in the '90s?
Yeah, very much so in theory.
Yes.
Studying music with the boys. But I started as an 11-year-old kid on a mission community called Yarrumbah, where we're going tomorrow. And you've been there umpteen times.
Yeah.
As an 11-year-old kid in the 60s at a talent quest, went from there and many other talent quests, winning, and then decided to go sing in the big city in Cairns and getting gigs, and then went to Tamworth, won in Tamworth in 1988.
The home of the golden guitar?
I went to Tamworth and then came back and joined a band called High Tide in Cairns, local High Tide, and then played with the Hollowball Boys who are playing there now. And so it's been one big hell of a trip, and I thank a lot of people along the way, and thank BBM and even the radio that was at in those days, who played a little bit of Barry Cedric along the way, and you know, I thank them even today, you know. Thank you BBM for the Barry Cedric journey.
No worries, Uncle Barry. And how many is in your band?
How many in my band? Well, we're trying to get a guy from Hopewell called Gerhard Pearson. Gerhard, if you're listening to this, he's going to be playing pedal steel and guitar, and I've got other people backing me. So we get a five-piece band, or we're just going to have fun. It's just going to be I'm on a tour too, also in September, culminating in Yarrumbah, called the Barry Cedric Healing Tour, because Matty, there's been a lot of sorry business on Hopewell and Widgell and Yarrumbah, my home community, and Palm. Many deaths, you know, this time last year, you know, Palm had 50 or 30. Yarrumbah had 40 plus. Hopewell had 30. And so I decided to get some help so I can, funding, so I can go out and do some tours. So it's called the Barry Cedric Healing Tour. But I'm part of what's going tomorrow is the band festival. But my journey ends with late September, with the Barry Cedric Healing Tour for 2025. And so I hope that people come and help me there too.
Yes, and that's so you're going to be hitting Yarrumbah and other communities, correct?
Hopefully, well, yeah, that is the vision. If we can reach out. Palm Island and Kawanyama still on the back burner. Still haven't got back to me as to do the concert, but I still want to go there.
Yes.
Yes.
To Delhi, connect with the people through music.
Connect to the people with music. That's the tonic, I think, and that's the objective.
Yes, and you know, healing is the best way. Is music. Two-way, Uncle Barry.
That's you must have read the script, but that's what it is. It's all about. And I thank for my eldest passing and present, but also the NADOC theme has really lifted me today to know what it's all about too.
Yes, strength, vision, and legacy.
It's just like having a big three-piece meal here today. So I'm full. So. Yeah.
So true, Uncle Barry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey,
nice. Thank you for coming on and having a yarn with us.
Thanks, Matty, and thank you, NRS. And can you say hello to the other fellas later on? I'll be seeing them tomorrow, BBM, the local ones. But nationally, thank you, Mob, and Barry said we're so grateful for everybody who inspired me over the years. Thank you very much.
Nice. Thank you, Uncle Barry. You have a good day, eh?
Thank you, sir. Bye.
There you have it. That was Uncle Barry Cedric, and he'll be performing tomorrow night at the Yarrabah Music and Cultural Band Festival. We'll leave you with this daily track here from Uncle Barry. That's a wrap here on National Talk Black by the National Dinners Radio Service. Hope you enjoyed this daily track. Peace.